Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sandspans Radio. All right, I'm going to say all 151 Pokemon names in 1 second. No, I'm not.
Hey everyone, are you in Sydney on the 2nd or 3rd of Feb? Then why not come and see us at the Chippendale Hotel? It'll be our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, on the Thursday, and on the Friday we're teaming up with Film Feuds. And this time, we're bringing our good friend and your favourite DM, Adam. Tickets are available in the show notes, seating is very limited, so get in while you can. Also, little amendment to last week's announcement about RTX, we're going to be on stage at 3:30 and with very special guest Michael Jones. Still going to be talking about Mario in New York City because, you know, DK is going to just follow him, and that fucking ape is all about climbing buildings, which is going to be a hassle for everyone involved. Anyways, we've still got 3 double weekend passes to give away, so follow us on Twitter, use the hashtag LetMeRTX, and what you'd do with an alive hat to enter the draw. Personally, I'd have a lovely tea party with the hat and feed it scones. Winners announced on Wednesday, so good luck, and we'll be seeing some of your handsome faces very shortly. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to episode 23 of Hus Firma Pride, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously.
Do you want to say a few words?
Yeah.
I'll say something like, I'll use whatever Bertram's like, you know, the whole thing that we're all scared. You didn't get quite the hero's death that you wanted, but sometimes that's life. And sometimes we don't get what we deserve.
I'd like to say to Daniel that I cherish all of his memories. And he obviously meant so much to me that in my moment of panic, I betrayed my closest friend.
Daniel, the four of us were taken in by Mistrom because we had nowhere else to go. And I remember as kids, we were, like, you couldn't really separate the four of us.
Just like on a rocky outcrop near the base of the mountain, this white, pure white wolf steps up onto the crest of it. A toll to pass through my lands. You can attack twice a turn as a fighter. Would you like to attack again?
What?
Yeah, how good a fighter is me? What's that? Natural spell? Did I always have that?
Oh, no, I gave that to you when you leveled up. Sorry, I should have explained all this.
Yeah, whatever.
Natural spell allows you to cast spells while you're in bear. You still can't speak, but like, say for example, you're casting a spell that requires verbal and hand movement. You know, you make gestures with your paws and you're like,
I'd like to cast web at the wolves that are attacking Cassius. Oh, I can't do that.
You can, but you have pressing issues.
So, the Winter Wolf and its pack are currently besetting you from basically all sides.
Cool.
Okay.
Then, yeah, a bunch of other wolves, like, knocked at you, but you're, like, swinging wildly still. Cassius, two wolves I'm able to make it through to you. You get bit once.
I'll be fine. Whatever.
You
Come
take
on, guys.
4 points of damage.
Let's fuck this Winter Wolf up.
Fuck this Winter Wolf up, and then we'll rule these wolves.
I'm gonna wear this. Let's skin this Winter Wolf pelt.
Well, they're pelts.
You're already on the ground, Cassius.
Yeah, I know.
They knock you down further.
Into the snow.
Dig a bit more snow, push you into it.
Yeah, cool. That was the wolf's turn. Zilly.
Electrocute him.
You can try casting again if you want.
Do it, mate. You got it.
Will the lightning thing, am I in a good position?
Yeah, you can still hit a bunch of... They're like, they're backed up to get to you guys.
I'd like to use my lightning bolt, please.
You're lucky. Your lightning bolt gets off.
Yeah.
Gets off.
Bloody.
All right. Yeah.
What's a wolf's?
what is a wolf's?
Shut up. It's a wolf's reflex save.
Oh, some kind of dog, I think.
It's a canid of the canid variety.
You guys just asking for death today.
I think we've been asking for death this whole season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Adam.
So your Warm lightning gets off. Mm. Can you tell me, under the spell, Zilly? It's faster than me looking it up. What damage does it do?
A billion.
Shush.
I think it's 3d6.
I think it's a billion d6.
17d6.
Electricity deals 1d6 damage divided by or / level 10 brackets.
Okay, so 1d6 per level.
So 6d6.
Yep.
You're a powerful mage.
What the fucking... I was going to say nightmare. I'm like, what's the other thing?
Dream?
Daydream? What a fucking... Dream.
Hey, you
no, you're a dream.
Okay.
You're a nightmare
so
for the wolf.
The wolf is bearing down on you. You
I'm gonna be like, what's this cunt? And then zap!
You jab two fingers into the wolf on top of you, directing the two fingers like in a line towards like a bunch of other wolves. You cast the spell, lightning just blasts into the wolf on top of you, leaps from that wolf, strikes another, 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 all down a line until you've hit 10 wolves. They all die.
You wolf.
Lightning bursts from every orifice.
That's 14 down, yeah?
Savior. Yep.
All right. Party. Hope that wind wolf's like, shit.
See, let's just chuff off, guys. We'll get some magic out of
you've basically
else.
Halved their numbers.
Good.
Yes. There's only like 11 left.
Yeah.
She killed 4. She killed 10.
That puts it at Edoric's turn.
Do I have any near me?
Yeah, you still have a bunch because she could only affect the line. So you can start cleaving again.
Good. I will.
Get going.
I fucking will. Get my cleaver.
Good.
What is that you face? Hit.
You hit. I think you only miss really on a 2 or a 1.
Fuck. Jesus.
You're powerful, Edric.
Yeah. 2 or a 1 is a miss for you.
Oh, yeah. Burns cold in here.
1. 1 is a miss for you.
All right. Whoa. I'm liking fighters, gang.
You fighters are fucking good. Destroy a wolf.
Good.
Not a one. You destroy a second wolf.
Good. How many wolves am I destroying?
Actually, wait, what's your damage as well?
It's like when you're like, yeah. Anyway, and you accidentally touch him.
Yeah, minimum damage kills them as well.
So that's kind of like, just touch them.
So long as I don't roll a 1. That's a 20.
Whoa! You're a fucking animal, Edric.
Broken nose, normal damage, and 1 charisma damage and bleed. Not good. It matters.
Because wolves need charisma.
Yeah, that wolf's charisma.
You're a wolf. You are no longer handsome.
Let's all have a look at the charisma of a wolf.
I hope it's in the negs. I imagine it's in
possibly.
The negs.
Possibly. Charisma 5.
Whoa.
Charisma 5 after the 1, so...
Wolves are kind of charismatic.
Yeah, they're kind of handsome.
Sexy. Maybe I'm into them.
10 handsome. Is average.
Oh, they are gross. So I don't like
fuck wolves.
Fuck wolves. I hate them so much.
Okie dokie. So, you kill another 4 wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. We are just decimating.
3, 4. That would put it at 7 wolves left plus the winter wolf.
So, are there any? So there's no more near me.
No, there's 1 next to Cassius and then like 6 who haven't made it to you guys yet.
I start walking towards them. Okay, like. Cool. Like they're death itself.
Cassius, you've got 2 wolves to fight.
If I use Magic Fang Greater, that's my turn, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Never mind. I'll try and use...
You've got 3 attacks, 2 claws and a bite.
Yeah, I'll just fucking tear one, eat one alive.
Super.
Mm.
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 Oh, no. Oh,
crit hap for Cassius.
Crit hap. Man,
this is a crit happy fucking
I know,
battle.
It's right, isn't it? Mm. Spun around. Normal damage and target is flat-footed for 1 round.
Awesome.
What does that mean? That means I see that's, my pickup in go, my mouth.
No. Flat-footed, sorry. So there's, technically
like a,
everyone has 3 different types of armor class. There's your regular armor class, which factors in your dexterity, your armor, shield. Maybe your like skin is super thick and that gives you armor. There's touch AC, which is just how hard you are to touch. Doesn't usually include things like armor.
But if you're a ghost, I imagine it's high.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm sure, Jackson.
No, actually. But anyway, and then there's flat-footed AC.
Why not?
Flat-footed AC is if you're caught unawares.
Okay.
So it's basically your armor class without your dexterity, which is 90% of a wolf's armor class.
Mm. All right.
So you like... your first swing, the wolf darts out of the way, but your second one catches him unawares, literally spins the wolf around, so its back is facing you. Then you chomp down with your teeth, hitting it. You kill a wolf. You bite into it, tear it upwards, and you just start shaking that fucker.
So 8-10-1.
Well,
it's Cassius, it's the wolves' turn. They, 4 of them, attack Edric.
This big boy.
They're finally coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
In the three seasons we've done, I've never heard that Adam noise before.
What a odd thing to happen.
What?
What?
Two crit sads.
I didn't even fucking know what to tell you guys.
Jesus.
You get bit twice, two of them hit, and two of them go crit fail. I don't even know what to tell you guys.
It's ridiculous.
I guess Winterwolf is sitting there like, oh, for
I'm going to do the damage like, first.
They're like, these fucking like, guys.
Fucking Barry and Gary, fucking come
so
the
two
fuck
of
on.
Them launch onto you, Edric, and you take a total of 5 points of damage between their strikes. Sick.
Whatever. Whatever. I'm bleeding my throat.
They both knock you to the ground.
Oopsie daisy.
And then...
Taxi!
the other two pick me up.
First one, wide open. You are flat-footed for one round.
flat-footed...
He, like, opens his jaw, and because he opens his jaw, he stops paying attention to the world around him. I don't even fucking know how to describe that one. Yeah, he can't see what he's doing. He opened his mouth too wide.
He's got epilepsy or something.
Epileptic wolf, I get it. Yeah.
Got too close for the second one. Your attack hits the target, but the target may start a grapple against you for free.
Oh, I'm going to wrestle a wolf.
Yes!
So you take a further 3 points of damage.
But now you're wrestling a wolf.
You are now grappling, if you choose, this wolf.
Of course. Like, I get knocked over, but am I like... In my fullback, you!
You, like, wrap your arms around this one's neck.
Piece
as
of
you're...
shit, fucking
so it's like a wolf fucking sandwich. It's like, wolf, you, two wolves. Okay. That was four. Three of them come down to fight Cassius.
Uh-oh.
You get bit once. Take 4 points of damage. You're still on the ground.
I know. I've been, like, just spinning around killing wolves.
You know you
like,
take penalties for attacking from the
just
ground.
It's like sliding on the ice.
FYI.
Yeah, I know.
Cool. Okay. Actually, the Winterwolf's going to wade in now.
The Winterwolf's like, okay.
I should probably do something.
Shit.
Nah, I want to take him on.
The Winterwolf, like, flanks round to the right. Ooh, he's fast. Yeah, the Winterwolf flanks around to the right. It looks like he's going to try and take Cassius and Zilly unawares while Edric is charging up the mountain.
Oh, no!
Not mountain, not the cliff, whatever.
The hill.
You guys know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so that puts it at Zilly, your turn.
Lightning? Oh, is there...
You can cast it again if
how
you
many,
want.
How many around
you'd only... At max, you'd be able to hit two walls.
Nah, we're not going to waste my level 3 spell.
Unless you want to just do it on the Winterwolf.
Ooh, Does that mean there's more damage?
No.
Oh.
It's still the same amount of damage, but it's a lot of damage.
Still several D6s.
On the Winterwolf.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah. All on the Winterwolf. It's quiet.
So, it got super quiet. So the Winterwolf, like, ducks partially out of the way, but your lightning strikes him on the side. It doesn't deal as much damage as it could have, but the Winterwolf definitely takes damage. And what damage?
My goodness.
Didn't know lightning could crit, but here we are.
Crit hap or crit sad? We will find out in a moment.
9 damage to the Winterwolf.
Whew.
So, yeah, you hit the Winterwolf. It, like, blasts, nearly knocks it 10 feet away. But the Winterwolf keeps coming. Zilly, you can move as well if you want. You can, like, backtrack.
What for?
Get out
Am
of the
I
way.
Am I being attacked by a wolf again?
Everyone.
The Winterwolf looks
being
like it's
going to
come for you and Cassius.
Is that all I can do? I can either stay there or move?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, I can't attack. All right, I'll move.
Oh, wait, actually, you have... Can you... Oh, did I give it to you? Can you look under your... Oh, no, I don't think I did. Yeah, I gave you Extend Spell. Never mind, sorry.
Yeah, I did get Extend Spell.
Yeah. There's a one called Quicken Spell, which allows you to cast the spell as like a free action.
No,
so you could
have
cast the second one, but I think it requires it to be 4 levels higher, and you don't even have 4th level spells there.
Okay.
Ah, fair enough.
Okay, so that was Zilly's... Oh, did you back up, sorry?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That was Zilly's turn, and now it is Edric's turn.
All right, so I'm grappling a wolf.
You're grappling a wolf. There's two wolves on top of you and another one just chilling.
All right, so what can I do?
Well, you can't use your hammer in a grapple.
Uh-huh.
So,
practice karaoke.
You can either basically let try go of the wall, tasting. Or you can just try to pin it to the ground.
Punch it!
I was going to say, could I get, like, try and get off and use a warhammer? Or
yeah, that's fine. Right. You can attack every wolf here.
Yep. You can kill every wolf, and then we just have the winter wolf to deal with.
So, attacking from the ground gives you penalties.
Mm-hmm.
You can negate those penalties by getting up as a move action, but all four of them get attacks.
No. Let's attack from the ground.
Okie dokie.
Ooh.
No,
that's a face.
Oh. I almost gave you too many dice. Yeah, so you swing. I'm going to say maybe you start with the wolf you were grappling. You kick it up like a fucking golf club. You use your hammer. You swing. The wolf goes flying like end over end and just bits fall off the wolf.
Awesome.
You keep going. You hit another wolf.
This is just the game we like to play with Edric. You hit one. You hit another.
And another.
You hit another. Uh-huh. You hit another.
I don't even fucking know.
Another crit. Another crit.
I actually see. I think I've been doing your crits wrong as well. Maybe. I think your crits are, yep, your crits are more powerful.
You should have been getting more crits?
Yeah. The way the rules for crits work is, if it's a times three on a critical, what happens is I draw two critical hits and you pick which one you want.
All right. Fuck.
So you've killed two more wolves. Hang on. Haven't been paying attention. So you killed
you need
one.
To, Adam.
That's great for a DM.
That's your DM.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, now I'm getting in trouble.
Killed.
Oh, my aneurysm.
Yeah, this is the third one. Shut up. Okay, so you can pick from to your thinky bits, double damage and one intelligence bleed, or mace to the face. D-A. The face.
Mace to the face.
Normal
mace
damage and target is dazed and blinded for one round.
It
doesn't actually matter.
Because it's killed, yeah. Whatever.
Whatever's coolest.
Whatever one you think is cool. Guys, which one's the coolest?
I want to be cool.
How do I get your approval?
So you kill all four. With one swing... You juggle four wolves into the air. It's like a fucking, I don't even know, like an anime. It's some anime bullshit going on right now. You're like bang, 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 just fucking juggling these four wolves.
Uh-huh. How many wolves are left?
Three.
Oof.
By my count. Oh, wait. Yeah.
Yeah, I think three.
Have I done this wrong? Two, three. No, it's by my count. I said there were 25.
Yeah.
But we're down to two, but three attacked you. I said there were seven. I've given you guys an extra kill somewhere.
That's hey, we'll nice. Take it.
We'll chuck another wolf. Whatever, we'll kill it in Cliff.
We'll just say another wolf joined the party.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Another wolf is scourging in the off-screen, like, oh.
My favorite part about this game, these games, is how much I'm like, oh, I forgot.
I should have been dead in the unicorn fight, but you forgot I was bleeding from the heart.
Sometimes we get the luck of the Irish.
You guys need to remind me these things.
Nope.
Adam, otherwise we'd be dead.
That unicorn fight probably wouldn't have actually killed you, though.
Okay.
Like,
that's nice.
If I'd remembered, someone would have helped you. Presumably, no one's just going to let you bleed from the heart.
Well, like, in this
Cassius,
fucking town,
turn,
Adam.
Turn it, like, he's lying, he's dead. Become a human
Anyway, Cassius, it's your turn.
Chomp, chomp,
chomp.
You can fight the three wolves.
I would like to fire a produce flame.
Mm.
And would I be able to fire that just at the winter wolf?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Better roll concentration.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, God damn it.
You try to cast it again, but you just aren't getting the hang of this natural spell
trying to
stuff.
Do it as a bear is hard. Can I change shape as well? Is that a free action? Because I have two a day. Can I get out of a bear and into something else, or is that a turn?
No.
So I might just become an alligator, lads.
I don't think you can change into something else straight away. I think you need to go back to human first.
Jackson, we're almost winning. We've almost won this fight.
Yeah, why waste an
why
alligator?
Why waste another
That's
alligator?
True.
However... Cassius, you do you.
Nah, why waste an alligator? You're right. I've killed one. Just saying. I've had some trouble.
It's because you're just like not you need to. You're prone.
Yeah, I know. I could get up.
Could get up.
Standard action. So to change back. No, you can change into another animal. It's a standard action. Does not provoke attacks of opportunity.
Cool, but then why waste an alligator?
Yeah.
But I, can I get up?
There's a line you're never going to say until it happens.
Can I get up, though? as like my movement?
Yeah, you get they get free attacks though.
Fine.
Which could just knock you down again. One of them hits you. You take 6 points of damage.
Whatever. I'm fine. I don't even give a fuck.
You don't know your hit point total.
No.
No, he doesn't.
Nope.
He went to write it down and went, never mind.
Went to write it down and just
you
smiling.
Get knocked down again. Get
God
fucked,
damn
mate.
It.
So the wolf just pounces on you and just fucking keeps you down, man. Those wolves keep preventing you from reaching the fuzzy ceiling. That's the ceiling for bears.
That's why you're going to break the fuzzy ceiling.
Okay, so now it is wolf's turn. Three attack the prone Cassius.
Like sweet bear meat.
What the fuck is up with this game?
Hey, Adam.
With this fight and fucking critical, does not confirm. Okay, you get bit three times though. Yeah?
I'm right.
If the wolves kill Cassius as a bear, does she stay as a bear as her corpse? Or
no,
it
reverts
just...
back.
Oh.
That'd be really funny to like go out in the wild. You're hunting like elk or something. You're like, that's a good elk. Shoot it with a bow and arrow.
Turns into a guy.
Oh, no, I just
you take 14 points of damage.
I'm fine.
Hunting would be stressful.
No, you're not.
I'm doing great.
What do you got for hit point total?
Hold on, let me tell you what he's got for hit point. It says in this order going down,
smiley
72
face.
Line, 24, sad face, 2 question mark.
You're on 25 hit points.
That's all right.
I changed that question mark to a 5.
It's fine.
Okay, so
25 is even good.
Then it's the Winter Wolf's turn. The Winter Wolf slams into this, doesn't literally slam, but it comes in on the side of Zilly and Cassius. It opens its maw and just this burst of cold energy comes out.
Oh, no, I forgot about that. Mm. Oh, poo.
Oh,
dear.
Poops.
Oh, no.
Oh, bum-bums.
Everything's bad. Don't pull that face, Adam. That's a sad face. Oh, that's
oh,
a,
God.
That's
not even a, like, that's a cackle we're getting from Adam.
It's a silent cackle, maniacally.
I feel like that's us done, sayonara. It's been real. Glad. For Nerd Season 3. Thanks for
listening. Okay, Zilly, because you're standing, you're able to run a little bit away from it, but you still get buffeted by this cold wind.
Ugh.
Cassius, you're on the ground. There's nothing you can do. You just get bathed in this terrifying cold or energy.
Take 24 damage.
Cassius takes 17 points of damage.
All right.
Heal thyself.
He's still alive. That's good.
I'm still very alive. yeah, I've got that, health is low.
And Zilly takes 8.
I take 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage.
8 points of damage. 8 points of the maggot.
There's some hot nonsense right there.
Oops, sorry.
Wesley takes 8 as well.
Now she's invested
now
in the fight.
Now you're panicking. I guess I'm going to have to become an alligator because that heals me up.
Yes, so did spells.
Huh?
So did spells.
But then an alligator, how good?
One of the wolves on you is killed.
Awesome.
By the cold.
Neato.
Whatever.
Hang on, I got many more options other than just alligator. Let's not...
Badger.
Let's not fuck the river just yet.
I'd like to tell my weasel to fuck off. It's like, get out, go, run.
That's hurtful right there.
No, I'm trying to save you.
Give me a spell, I'm ready. I'm ready, boss. I'm ready for the big time.
I'm ready. Put me in, coach.
Put me in.
Is that what he's really saying?
Wesley's like, put me in, coach.
All right. I'm going to load him up with a spell. I'm going to load him up with...
That is your turn, though, isn't it?
Then Wesley gets to go do it.
Ah.
Would someone who already is chilly, if I did chill touch, would that do anything?
You're not sure.
Want to make him tired, guys?
Do chill touch.
Oh, I know. And I would also like to use my feet empower spell on chill touch.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice. You wise old owl.
I know. I'm sorry about this.
It doubles the damage.
I don't know if it doubles.
No, you're right.
It triples.
It actually could triple. Triples the damage.
Triples.
What does it mean? As by 10?
Insta-kill.
What's this?
It does an insta-kill on every bad guy. Yeah. And we win the game. Adam, are we winning D&D?
And then Adam calls us all handsome.
Yep.
And kisses us on the forehead and tucks us in
and
we get a nice sleep.
He feeds us chocolate so we have chocolate dreams.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, Adam,
you're super beautiful.
Oh, man, I love this spell.
It's my favorite.
Let's do that spell twice.
Okay. Yep, so it improves the...
Makes it a little bit better. Not great, just a little bit.
Increases the damage by 50%.
That's still alright.
It's fucking great.
I mean, I just sent my Wesley to die, so...
Your Wesley.
My
little
Wesley.
Wesley.
Yeah. Okay, so Wesley darts out.
Is that a third level spell?
So Wesley dies? Oh, Wesley's long dead. Goodbye.
Hey, is that a first level spell? But then it becomes third?
Oh, if it's originally a first level spell, so... It goes up by one level. So was zero or was it first?
No, it's first.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, because I made him cold.
I can't remember these things off the top of my head.
And that's why I'm here.
It makes me mad.
To
I don't have
what
an encyclopedic knowledge
down.
Of the D&D player's handbook.
Oh, that's why it's a first level spell. I forget they do strength damage as well. Huh. Oh, no, it rounds down. It's a pity.
I like the little like D&D math happening in Adam's head. He's like, I'm good.
You know, 2 points of damage isn't so bad.
What? Adam?
Oh, wow.
Hey, that spell's good against undead.
That's fucking
well,
right
that'd be
right
great
there,
if
we weren't
fighting a goddamn snow wolf.
We're fighting on the bright side. The wolf takes 1 point of strength damage.
Well, yeah.
So it gets a little weaker physically.
Well, you know
well, that's about it.
Wesley probably
that's
got
about
some
the
confidence.
Hotics.
Yeah, Wesley's like, I did good, boss.
You
Wesley's
did
like,
good.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, Wesley, well, hold on.
Okay, that was Zilly's turn. Edric?
Can I get to the Winter Wolf and hit him?
You can get to the Winter Wolf, but trying to think. Yeah, I'd say you can.
I'm going to do
You'd
that.
You'd be able to charge even, so you get a +2 to your attack, but -2 to your defense.
Whatever.
Take
for
the
a round.
-2,
do
that.
Cool.
Fuck you, wolf.
What's this?
Yeah.
Was that a
The listeners are really not going to believe this, but I'm not. Fucking,
was that a natural 20?
I'm not
that is a natural 20 by this baby boy.
I don't
boy.
Even know. What the fuck? Roll the confirm, though.
Was it another natural
20? No, but it was a 19. Okay, so
Christ.
Your first attack.
First
hey, it actually matters this time. So, box the ears. Normal damage and target is deafened for 1d4 hours. Or knock back, double damage, and target is pushed 1d6 squares directly away.
That one. Fuck you, wolf. Double damage and push back.
I'm imagining this like a golf swing.
Just letting you know, though, remember you get that... Oh, no, you can't. Never mind.
All right, never
you
mind.
You usually get second... You know how you get that second attack?
Yeah.
You do that if you only attack in a round.
Yeah.
I was about
okay.
to say, but the knockback will stop you from doing that, but no.
So if I had not
you
moved,
wouldn't have gotten it anyway this time. So, 22 times 2.
It's 44.
44. Did you do 44 damage in one hit?
Ah, good!
Edric, what are you?
Magic.
I've just spent this whole fight on my back growling.
I think that
kills it.
Like, yep. Dead. Like, you know how you go into negatives? Past that, dead.
Jesus.
You
made a wolf zombie!
You
double dead!
Hit the Winter Wolf in the head. The Winter Wolf's corpse flies. Its head, the body flies one way, the head flies another way, the skull flies a third way.
Oh, Adam.
Amazing.
Gross.
Fuck you, wolf.
Well, its skull flies several ways.
Fucking hate this.
Are there just two regular wolves gross. Left? Like, oh, Jesus.
Cassius, you got 3 wolves.
No,
two. Oh, 2, right.
I'll become a... Nah,
whatever.
I'll just tear one into bits.
Are you still a bear?
Yeah,
just tear him up.
Yeah! Are you shitting
what
me?
What is actually going on?
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck
is this?
Another natural 20, ladies and gents. But does it confirm?
It confirms.
Good.
You hit twice, one of them is a critical.
Motherfucker. Can I hit 2 wolves at once?
No. Oh, okay. Well, yes.
Like, use one attack on 1 wolf and 1 on the other?
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Okay. So, one of them you kill, and then the critical hit one.
Oh, awesome.
So, one I'm just like,
They still took damage from the cold.
Oh, yeah.
Swing through. Double damage and 1 free attack against an adjacent foe at the same bonus.
There's no other enemies, though.
Dead.
Double damage, though.
Is
double
dead.
Damage.
Is it dead? Is it dead wolf?
Is it dead wolf?
Max damage. Yeah, so you knock one into the ground and you bite one and just shake it until there's nothing left.
That just felt like a rage
there's
fight.
Like, yeah, we're like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, there's gore everywhere. The snow is no longer white. That's not even an exaggeration.
Oh,
the snow is actually just thick with red blood. You've torn apart 24 wolf-sized creatures. You're covered, all of you, even you, Zilly, are covered in gore.
I'd like
there's
to...
like smoking corpses from the one Zilly like fucking hit with the
zap.
With
the zap.
I'd like to raise up on my hind legs and put out my arms as though for a hug.
I'd like to run in.
We all just having a big old bear hug?
Yeah.
Big old bear hug.
All right. And we'll cry it out. I want to cry it out.
Yeah. Cry it out in the middle of the gore of
just have a bit of a bonding cry moment.
With a bear like and two individuals.
A month that pack was hassling your turn. your town. Norm McCain was under the iron, not iron thumb, but like...
Iron paw.
Yeah, the iron paw of this pack for a month.
Can you heal my thrush?
I'll heal us all up.
It's a little disconcerting when a bear reaches out to heal you.
Well, I'm embracing it. I've accepted for Cassius of who Cassius is right now.
I like to think I heal when I'm a bear with like my big old bear tongue. I'll heal everyone up as much as I can.
Yeah, do that regen thing so I get that con damage gone.
Actually, I don't think I have that. Aww. I was looking. What is it called?
Lesser restoration.
Do you know
got some potion of cure moderate wounds. Do you want some?
Well, cure moderate runes. Runes would cure wounds. Moderate wounds. Heal the con damage.
Oh yeah, I do have lesser restoration.
Okay, cool. Go.
So I'll
lesser.
Are we gonna rest the night here?
Lesser rest. Do the healy up
maybe
bits
if you want.
Okay, let's.
You could probably get into the mouth of the cave.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's
Although
heal
that's
up.
That's a little risky with the drow. Just letting you know. There are a bunch of different caves. You could try another one.
Okay, let's heal up.
Maybe fight a bear if you do that.
Fight a bear as a bear?
Let's heal up. I want to like look through. I want to skin that winter wolf.
Okay. What you think the horns on the inside?
No, I just want
body?
His pelt. Zilly,
yeah.
I want his goddamn pelt.
No, that's good. Go for it. Go nuts.
You doing that?
Who's the best at skinning?
Cassius, by far.
Cassius on a skin.
I have to stop being a bear, though, huh?
Well, we're going to rest, though. Probably.
All right.
So, you like, where are you going to rest? In the mouth of the cave?
Yeah.
Well, not yet. We'll work that out.
Oh, no. What I was about to say is it's probably best if Cassius wants to stay a bear to just, like, hitch the Winterwolf on Cassius and lumber your way to the tunnel.
Let's do that.
And then just wait for Cassius' thing to go away naturally.
And then we'll have wolf meat for dinner.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. I'll just under my
also,
back.
Also, I'm in the back of my head. I'm like, he said magical hoard. I just want to think about
pin
that.
Pin that on the board.
Just pin that now.
Yeah. Did he say magical hoard?
He said he wanted to add, the Winterwolf said he wanted to add it to his magical hoard.
I, like, tried to
you're not sure where their
lair
is. It could be one of the caves.
Yeah.
We can have a casual search.
Yeah, let's just heal up first so then Adam knows how much we are at before he just dies.
I know
to
how
kill
much
us,
you're at.
Kills with a bit. No, with healing, though. With healing.
Oh,
after
okay.
healing.
Yeah, we'll find a safe little. Can we? Is it possible to find a cave that's not like
the entrance
a
to the
cave
drow.
Cave, but more just like a little alcove we could set up
yeah,
a
you
little
can do
fire
that,
in that? Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
Just so we don't get surprised
just somewhere
in the cave.
Safe from the wind,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah.
Okay. You do that. Maybe you light a fire as well because it's probably pretty cold
because
you're
would.
Not in the cave proper. So, how much of your healing are you going to use, Cassius?
Oh,
well, as much as I can, all of it.
Did anyone
how many healing spells?
Like,
how
did
many
anyone
spells
pick?
Do you have?
No one picked up the wand, did they?
No.
Nope, it's still at the orphanage.
I've got some potions though.
Nah, that's good.
Well, I used
You remember you've used the three endure elements as well.
Yeah, I've used the three endure elements. I used.
So what's lesser regen first? We'll do that one because that's the different.
Yeah.
That's the one that needs my throat healed.
Yep, I'll use lesser restoration.
You're fully healed on that one.
Restoration lesser, which is a second level.
So your
spell.
Hit points go back to maximum and you gain another 6 hit points.
And then I'll have to use all my first level spells as second level spells.
Heal yourself the most, I guess. Do you heal to full if you turn into an animal?
If I turn into a human, I heal to full, eh, Adam?
Beg pardon?
If I turn into a human, if I turn back, do I heal to full?
No.
I think you only heal some
again,
points.
I have to look up how much you heal.
Because I know we did that before.
That's polymorph. Maybe the spell polymorph shows me.
I'm just trying to think like strategically how to like use the most heals with your shape-shifting ability.
Yeah. Welcome to adventuring.
Right?
Yeah. You're like, oof, let's figure out heals.
Because unlike in 5th ed, we're like, sneaky nap, full health?
Yes. Yeah, sneaky nap! Sneaky 5th
yeah,
ed nap!
Yeah, that's partially why they did that.
Sneaky 5th ed nap. Sneaky 5th ed nap.
Good.
It is good.
Because really, you could just like quickly change to an alligator.
Yeah.
Full health.
As if you had slept for a night. So you'd gain 6.
Okay.
So you change back to human.
I change back to human, sort everyone out. It's a lesser restoration.
Well, so one healing montage later.
Yep.
Everyone is at full hit points except Cassius.
Ha! All right. I mean,
Oh, Cassius, okay. You're on 54 hit points. I got you as high as I could. But I kind of ended it with you because you get a bunch of hit points from other things.
Yeah,
so,
no worries.
So can and we also get hit points when you shift.
Okay, let's skin that winter wolf.
Yep, I'll skin the winter wolf.
So you skin the winter wolf, which is a remarkable success. You've got like a perfect... Yeah. Like you even skin it in the form of a cape with like the head as a thing. You've just done that.
How many capes?
I'll give it to Edric. Hey, he killed it.
And then you stay the night here.
Where do I write Winterwolf on my...
There should be like on shoulders. Items on person shoulders. Yeah. Write Winterwolf cape if you want.
Does that give me anything? Or just like plus one to cool levels?
If you want to say that, it gives you plus one man child. No, yeah. that's train pajamas.
Train pajamas, though. How cool.
So, yeah, so plus one to cool?
Yes.
You can make up a stat called cool if you like. It's not going to come in.
I have plus one cool.
Plus one super radical.
My weasel gets hit points back.
Your weasel gets hit points back.
What?
Yeah, I get six, yeah.
Yeah.
It had a nap.
We have a nap and maybe take
Cursory glance at the caves. Not yet.
No. We'll just have a nap.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, we'll have a sleep.
Yeah.
And maybe have like some guarding. You know, like, you know, take some shift in, like, you know, so yeah. No, we don't get.
Well,
like,
obviously, yeah, I'm assuming killed you guys in the post night. The guard.
Yeah.
I don't want to get killed in the night, Adam.
Will the guard they set spot what I plan to throw at them in the night? Or are they dragon food? Find out next time on Husfirma Pride, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.